She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am shaking in my shoes because I have with me this first segment, somebody whom I've admired my entire career. I'm just going to break it to you. It is the doctor, definitely, who walks her talk. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to hold back a little bit. I'm going to tease you because this woman, all right, I'll break it to you. It is Dr. Pam Peake. She is an internationally renowned physician. She's an expert in nutrition and fitness. She is an acclaimed TED speaker. She is a chief lifestyle expert for WebMD. She has definitely been on the New York Times bestselling author. She's definitely a New York Times bestselling author. And the thing that I think I love about her most is that she's a senior Olympian, she's a triathlete, and a member of the National Senior Games Foundation. Pam Peake, welcome to the show.
Hey, giving you a shout out for all the good things you do. So let's, what does it do? It takes a village. It takes a team here at Radio MD. So let's have some fun.
That's right. And you also have a show right here on Radio MD. And so I'm so excited that you're here. But I have to tell you, I'm excited about our topic today because I think it is such an important one. And we're going to be talking with you. And I think this is based off one of your books, The Hunger Fix, How to Be Mindful About Every Mouthful. Because I have to tell you, now I am not a triathlete. I think I did a triathlon once, nor a senior Olympian at this time, but I've gotten myself into this little CrossFit thing, okay? So I'm a master, I should say. And when I say that to folks, I said, think old, not elite. And I'm a competitor and I'm also a coach. But I'm around women all the time that have, I would say, have grown up disordered around thoughts regarding eating, around nourishing themselves. Then there's these trends right now, paleo, veganism, and there's some confusion and miscommunication, I think, that's out there. And I think that I'm so happy that you're here because I want to clear some of it up. But how, you know, why is it so important to learn and practice mindfulness, especially around the mouthfuls that we take?
Well, you know, especially for women, right? We tend to be distracted if a fly, you know, comes in the room. It's just because we're so attuned to everything in our environment. And so mindfulness helps us rein that in so that we can say, wait a minute, we just made a choice. You know, is it going to be the Twinkie or the apple, right? And if you're not mindful, suddenly the Twinkie is floating in your mouth and you see three wrappers. And you go, what did I just do? Because you weren't in the moment. Mindfulness is the best way to make the best choice, to stay present, to say, you know something, I own this choice. This is all about me. And, as, you know, when I wrote The Hunger Fix, which was about the relationship between food and addiction, the mindfulness is literally one of the kernel pillars of how you make this thing come together. There's just like no choice. Because, you know, in order to maintain vigilance, you got to stay vigilant in the moment, make the choice. And women are all over the place. Someone calls them on a cell phone, and then they want some caregiving from over here. And next thing you know, anything about you just floated out the window.
I love it. And you're so right because, you know, there's so much. I would say, you know, we say that this is the age of the information age, and at times I'd like to argue it's the misinformation age. I always say I want to be in the business of facilitating understanding, and I think there is so much great information that is out there, and we can help people understand, and there are incredible, I think, foolproof plans to get people to, let's say, their weight loss desire, their healthy weight. However, that all, like you said, can go out the window if their mind is not in it. And that's the name of my show. It's Mindful Medicine. It's like, I want people to wake up, use their own mind, and get to own their choices. And I guess you can't do it if you start off your day, you know, with your face in Facebook and in your email and let somebody else pretty much direct your to-do list and your emotional center for the day.
Something that really helps you stay mindful, you know, segueing off your really excellent point, is to, you know, I'm going to use the M word, meditate, but before everyone runs away and breaks out in the hives, I'm going to reframe it completely. you check in with your best friend, don't you? Do you check in with your spouse or partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever? Do you check in with a coworker, your boss? Well, the answer is yes to all of those. So When's the last time you checked in with yourself? How about never? Because you're always checking in with everyone else, because you, especially women, we're caregivers. We're always networking, we're always connecting, and that's the way that goes. And so yes. I really call it more checking in, going inward and saying, hey, how's it going? What are your priorities today? What's going to go on? Do you have a moment just to take a calm, blissful moment and get organized? And if you do that, if you keep checking in, and I like the checking in throughout the day, I almost make it like a little, you know, dialogue with me and myself, which is, how's it going? Okay, so, you know, it's maybe a little funky right now. Hey, it's going to get better later on. See, in a way, you're also self-coaching. Self-coaching is fabulous. Who else is going to do it? It has to come from you.
Self-coaching and then self-soothing and all of those things that actually bring the control back to you instead of an external locus of control, which you truly don't have any control over. Now, you're a very smart, smart physician, MD, and I know you know the brain inside and out, but what part of the brain controls mindfulness? And I know that there's this lovely exercise called tapping. How do you utilize that? And how do you teach people to utilize that to help them stay on track when it comes to this mindfulness?
Okay, everyone, just take your index finger and tap the middle of your forehead, okay?
All right.
What's behind the forehead is the prefrontal cortex. Don't worry about it. You're not a neuroscientist, and you should probably be happy. And so I call it the smarty pants part of the brain. Now, the smarty pants part of the brain, or the prefrontal cortex, is in charge of reining it in, and that means impulsivity, just grabbing that thing without even thinking. And this is especially true of people who have addictive-like behaviors, which is what I wrote in The Hunger Fix. Also, it reins in irritability. Oh, you've never been irritable, right? Yeah, and impatience. So the three I's, impulsivity, irritability, impatience. It helps you stay mindful, vigilant, in the present. It helps you organize, strategize, make the right decision, draw upon willpower, determination. All of those things are controlled primarily by the smarty pants part of the brain right behind your forehead. So what I ask a lot of my patients to do is just tap the middle of their forehead when things are getting a little funky, take a deep breath and say, okay, I can do this. I'm just going to power up the prefrontal cortex.
That is so amazing. Now, I know as you do that these segments on Radio MD go quick. We get a lot into them. They are downloadable. You can go to radiomd.com. But I want to know, so you've written Body for Life for Women. You've written Fight Fat Over 40, After 40, and The Hunger Fix. Where can people get a hold of this incredible information, specifically The Hunger Fix?
All you have to do is, number one, if you want to learn a lot more about it, go to my website, DR for Dr. Peek, PEEKE.com, drpeek.com. You could go to Amazon and just Google my name. I mean, not Google, but Amazon, my name, I guess. And that's Dr. Pam Peek, PEEKE. And you can see all the information about my books. But on my website, I've really blown it out looking at that whole relationship between food and addiction and overeating, binge eating, that kind of issue. It's really that is all real. The science is absolutely mind-blowing, and we also have a plan to help you.
And you
also,
have
the other thing I'd love, you know, please, everyone, you know, like me on Facebook. It's Dr. Pam Peek on Facebook, because there's so much more information there as well.
There you have it. Okay, even if you are a food addict, you can achieve and maintain mindfulness, and Dr. Pam Peek is going to help you. You can like us or follow us on Your Radio MD, and definitely go to Dr. Pam Peek on Facebook or Dr. Peek, PEEKE.com, and learn all about staying mindful. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine. We'll be right back.